This is Bob Brunell, and this is Newsworthy for Thursday, sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce and Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Republican Donnie Herman tells me he is considering throwing his hat into the ring and making another try for the state assembly. Earlier this week, I told you that both Mayor Lori Palmieri and City Council member Aaron Wojciechowski are running as Democrats for the 54th Assembly District seat. Donnie Herman lost to the incumbent, Gordon Hintz, 2 years ago, but had a very, very strong showing in that race. The Winnebago County Board will decide whether to accept a $10.5 million state housing grant. County Executive John Damon wants to use the money to help four nonprofit agencies who deal with homelessness and kids. $3.5 million of the $10 million would go to the day-by-day warming shelter for their new downtown facility. Page 2, if you're voting absentee in the upcoming spring election, you'll have to drop off your ballot in person inside City Hall. Because of COVID-19, voters were allowed to use a drop box last time around, but that won't happen from here on out. Congratulations to the Oshkosh Corporation. For a seventh straight year, Oshkosh has been named one of the most ethical companies in the world. Meanwhile, the Winnebago County Board has gone on record encouraging Truck to build those new postal vehicles in Oshkosh. The company has already announced the trucks will be built in Spartanburg, South Carolina. The Oshkosh Common Council passed a similar motion last month. The Oshkosh Police Department says if you get a call from their benevolent association, simply hang up. Police say that they're investigating a scam where crooks are using their name and then asking for donations. And the Oshkosh Convention and Visitors Bureau is being recognized for their great work. The CVB, an award winner at this week's Governor's Conference on Tourism. Congratulations to everybody, including Amy Albright. It's St. Paddy's Day, a day of green beer, Irish music, and corned beef sandwiches. If you're Irish, happy St. Paddy's Day to you. We're back again coming up on Tuesday of next week. We're always sponsored by the Oshkosh Chamber of Commerce, along with Bank First, Highways 41 and 21, member FDIC. Have a great weekend. We'll see you soon.